Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
On KC Sport 107.7 with Gerinda Wet, your host, your stand-in host for Dwayne and Fiona. A big shout-out to them. They will be back on air very soon. A well-deserved rest from them. And yes, we were speaking about sport. This is, however, your sport program. So before the official sport starts, we need to start sports for ourselves, I believe. What are you doing to invest in yourself? Or are you just going to stand in line and take out the gym membership and only pay and only go for 3 months, and then 9 months after that, you're still paying for something you're not using? Are you going to do that? That's my question to you this morning. Are you willing to invest in yourself? So before we go into the sport updates and stuff, when the official sports year and season start, let's invest in ourselves. I'm challenging you. So if it be dance sports, if it be rugby, walking, running, cycling, I challenge you this morning to do what you love. But now I've brought someone, I've invited a personal trainer to take us, to give us some advice, how to stay consistent. And I promise you, this man has been training the whole holidays, all over his social media platforms. I think he was training Christmas Day also. Anyway, let me introduce the one and only Andrew Shiseko. He's a personal trainer. His focus is martial arts, but also overall fitness and how to stay consistent. And it's AKA Hunter for you that are listening. So, Andrew, welcome on KC Sport. How are you?
I'm okay, ma'am. Thanks for having me. Right. My name is Andrew Hunter. My name is Andrew Shiseko, AKA Andrew Hunter. A lot of people know me as Andrew Hunter. I'm a personal trainer. I'm more into fitness, martial arts. I do boxing, kickboxing, and mixed martial arts as well. I'm a fitness trainer. I'm a personal fitness trainer and also a boxing coach as well. So, for our personal trainings, we do kickboxing, we do boxing, we do fitness. That's what we offer.
Awesome. So there you have it. But it does overall fitness.
That's true.
With it just been fitness and you don't want to do martial arts, he does. Yeah,
we do fitness as well separately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, before we go on, what were you doing Christmas?
I actually had some trainings as well with some guys. I wanted to train. Then I was like, okay, I'll open the gym for you. Then I'll join you. And we did training also same as New Year as well. We did some exercise as well and chill after that.
And then chill after that.
Yeah.
But you were training.
Yeah, I had to train.
Yeah. So, now, Andrew, this time of the year, there is always a few trends after the festivities are over, after it's over, like this time now.
Yeah, yeah.
And one trend is I need to lose weight.
That's true.
And then it says, people tend to say, I was also part of that. I am part of that. I have to train. And most of the time, gym memberships are taken out.
Yeah, that's true.
So which are only used for a few months. So what are the steps to create a fitness routine that promotes consistency and discipline throughout the year, not just for 3 months or 2 months? What advice can you give us?
I think it's just need to be consistent and focus in what you're doing. I think fitness is not something that you have to do tomorrow and stop. Fitness is not something that you have to do today and stop tomorrow, then you start another day again. It's something that if you do it today and tomorrow and stop the other day, when you come back, you're still going to come back to the first day. You're still going to start. So I don't think doing fitness is like you eating this type of food today, then you take a week, then you stop, then you do this and this. Fitness is something that you need to be more consistent in, focus, and keep doing it. That's how you get your results in fitness. So I think focus and working hard every day, that's I think that's the goal. I think if you want to set a goal in fitness, is just to tell yourself, I want to get this, I want to be this, I want to achieve this. Then if you do that, then you work hard. Set yourself, put yourself in the position of, I want to achieve this. Then you work on that.
There we go. You now spoke about consistency. When you stop and start.
Yeah, so stop and start is not consistency. So you need to be consistent.
Yeah.
You need to be more into this. So if it's like a sacrifice, fitness is like a sacrifice. It's not something that is easy. But, you know, as soon as you get used to it, it's something that is addictive. No, you don't want to lose it. You don't want to miss it. So as soon as you get used to it, then you keep focused. So it's more about consistency and hard working.
Yeah, because you spoke about stop and start,
you know.
And although I am involved quite with sport, but there was times when I'm not consistent myself.
Yeah, I know.
And when I had to start again, if I come for a week and then I'm not there for 2 weeks, then it's all over.
Yeah.
You start like again.
Say, it's like you're starting, you know, yeah.
Yeah, so like I said, I made no goals this year. I have goals, but I don't have resolutions. But consistency, I have words.
That's true.
I have words.
Then turn your words into actions.
There we go.
Yeah.
Now, how can individuals hold themselves accountable to their goals and their motivation? How can they hold themselves accountable to their fitness goals when their motivation fades? I think we're in the motivation era phase now.
Of course. I think that's why we are here as personal trainers, you know. People want to start to train and want to keep motivated. That's why we're here. That's our job. We're here to tell you this, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to focus on this and this and this and this. Yeah. So I think that's why we are here as personal trainers. We are here to guide you guys, to walk through with you, to walk through the path of fitness, to achieve your goals. So I think, so for you to be more consistent, you need someone. You need someone who can help you, someone who can guide you as you work, someone who knows if you do this, you're not going to hate yourself. If you do this, you're doing the right thing. And yeah, I think.
So you need somebody that can keep you accountable.
Yeah, of course.
Accountability.
Yeah, of course. That's true.
Okay. So yeah, I must get an accountability partner.
Of course, you need one.
What strategies do you recommend for turning fitness commitments into lifelong habits rather than short-lived resolutions?
Like I said before, consistency is needed as well. Commitment, you need to commit in what you do. Like in fitness, like I said, fitness is not like food. You eat this type of food today, then you eat that next year. It's not like that. So for you, you need to be consistent first, then you commit. You need to commit first. Then you work hard. You work every day. Like I said before, fitness is like an addictive thing. Once you put yourself into it, you don't want to lose it. You don't want to miss it. So just commit. Then you work hard, be consistency and keep moving. I think, yeah.
You said it's addictive.
Yeah. 100%.
Once you get into it.
Yeah, into it. Once you get used to it, it becomes like, it's like part of your life.
Yes.
You don't want to lose it. You don't want to miss that part of your life.
So maybe we can challenge a few listeners to say, smoking is addictive.
Yeah.
So replace.
Yeah, smoking and fitness.
Yes, replace smoking.
And fitness.
That's
true.
I mean, I'm hearing now.
Yeah.
It does become addictive. You cannot do without
100%.
It.
It become addictive, but it's a good thing. True.
How would you, someone that wants to, after this, we'll go to a music break and I'll come back to you. But what advice, what would you say someone that's starting fresh out? What would you advise that person to do? How many hours of training? How many where do that person start? You know, you get a lot that's going to just start out now fresh that says, maybe I want to do better and I want to, you know, train. What, how do you start?
For that, I must say, fitness is no age. At any age, at any time, you're welcome to start fitness. And also, don't worry about how you look like. We still going to work on that. We work on everything. We work on losing weight, gaining weight as well. We work on that. So I think you need, if you want to start fitness, you need someone to guide you as you start. You need personal trainer. You need someone who knows what to do and guides you as you start. We also don't want people who stops. We have breaks during holidays and you take like 2 months for holiday and enjoy. Then you come back, you're stressing. I'm fat and like, so I think every time is the right time to start fitness. And like I said, fitness is life. Once you start fitness, it feels like if you want to lose it, if you miss it, it feels like you miss a leg, you know, something that is lovable.
Okay, there we go. Just start. No matter where you're at, just start. Okay. That is Andrew Seseko, aka Hunter. He's a personal trainer and we will be right back with you on KC107.7. And the number is 082-414-1077. See you now.
Is KC107.7.
You are still tuned in with me, Gerine the Vet, on KC Sport 107.7. Number in the studio is 082-414-1077. And I'm still chatting to personal trainer Andrew Seseko, aka Hunter. So, Andrew, where were we? We were by the starting point.
Yeah, my starting point.
Just start. Okay.
Anyway, you are, just start.
Don't
think
worry,
about fitness, wake up and start.
So, yeah, you say just start.
Yeah.
So you can say again that you were saying, don't worry how you look now.
Yeah.
Just begin.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about your looks. Just start. You know, fitness will change everything.
I think too many people it comes to a point where you start training. Okay, you say now, this is it. This is my time.
Yeah.
I need to get fit.
Yeah.
And then, but I think when people just start from the beginning, suddenly they are on a diet. So what's your take on that? For someone just starting out, like you are now long in the process.
Yeah.
Say I come now, it's my first time, never trained before, but now I take diet from it and I go with those two in it.
I don't think it's a good thing to start dieting as you start fitness because you need to see the results first. You need to see what fitness itself take you to. And I don't think you can diet for the rest of your life, you know. So I don't think diet is actually a thing that I can recommend. Yes, I can recommend health food, but don't stop eating. You need to eat. You need to eat healthy. You need to eat food. Because for you to have healthy diet, you need to eat. You need to set that stomach free. You need to be happy, you know. So fitness is not like punishment. So you move into fitness, don't rush to diet. You better diet before you start in fitness and you see how it goes if you want to diet. So if you want to move to fitness first and see how it goes, see the results. When you're happy, maybe you want to add something. That's when you move to dieting. But I don't think I can recommend diet is something that you have to start as you start the gym because you're not going to diet for the rest of your life. If you diet for 2 months, that means the next 2 months that you're going to stop diet, you're still going to go back to where you were. So fitness is all about working hard. Just exercise, sweat, let yourself sweat. Then, yeah.
Yes, I want to say thank you for that because we want, and I can place myself also the used to be like that. You want instant results. and instant don't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that. And most of people want instant results. They just come and they do 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks. When they see those little results, the rest, you know, then next year you want to come back, then you'll be the same person again. So it's not about that. Don't look for instant results, but look for life results. You know, like I said, fitness is life. So it's something that you have to move with. As yeah. You live with fitness. Fitness is life. It helps you for your health as well. There's people with blood pressure.
So
people with diabetes, blood pressure. So fitness is the first medicine. I'm not going to lie. So the more you lose, the more you sweat, that the more you burn all those diseases in your body. So like I said, fitness is life. Fitness is part of life. Fitness helps you to get out from some bad stuff as well.
Yeah, there's our hashtag for this morning's interview. Fitness is life.
Fitness is life.
And I'm so glad you touched on the topic of blood pressure.
Yeah.
You know, a few years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. And that's before I started going into a training regime and whatever. And I have been part of training since that year. And blood pressure was sky high. You know, constant headaches, constant that. But the minute I started training, and I was a lot at the doctor, but the minute I started training, last year my doctor, I went for a general checkup. He said he only saw me once that year. The previous years, he saw me every month. And he was actually happy to see me, you know. Not in the sense, wow, I was wondering, are you okay? Did you change doctors? No, yeah. I didn't. I started training.
Then I started feeling good.
And I started feeling good. Yeah. And with the general checkup, he took my blood pressure that day. And he said, your blood pressure for the age that I'm at is the same like a 20-year-old's blood pressure at the moment.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, fitness is a therapy, you know. It's a therapy. We have people who are depressed out there. We have people who are struggling to fight whatever they want to fight in life. I mean, move to fitness. Come and fight those demons in fitness. You know, people with diabetes, people with blood pressure, you need to sweat. You need to sweat. The more you sweat, the more you lose a lot of stuff in your body, the more you feel yourself, you know. So fitness, like I said, fitness is life.
Fitness is life.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm going to make it my hashtag. I'm going to steal it. Fitness is life.
Yeah,
I'm going to keep it.
Of course it is life.
Just going to keep it in my head. I love it when you say it. And yeah. I'm so glad you spoke about diabetes. You spoke about blood pressure. And you spoke about depression.
Yeah.
You know, if we do research, proper research, you'll find those are the stuff that people are suffering from these days.
A lot of people are depressed out there.
Yeah, that's the general illnesses.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyway, I hope whoever's out there listening, go for it. I mean, just start.
Yeah, just start. Just start fitness.
Now, Andrew, how can people overcome common barriers? Like, you know, when they say, hit me, I said this last year. When I would run into the gym, I would say, I got busy schedule. I cannot get to my schedule. I just have to do this and I have to do that, you know.
Yeah.
And then also, a lack of motivation to remain committed to the health. So, speak to me, please, about me, I ran constantly and said, I can't make it.
For lack of motivation, like I said, you need people who guide you to walk through this. And also for the time to exercise, time to train yourself. I don't think you need 2 hours in the gym. 30 minutes, 45 minutes, more than enough. You know, so maybe just wake up in the morning, do your stuff. You wake up maybe later, just after work. Or maybe during the day, if you have time, fitness, you can do fitness anytime. It's either it's hot, warm, cold, whatever, do fitness. you know. So I don't think it's something that you can say, oh, fitness is eating my time, you know. 30 minutes, 45 minutes, you work, then you're done. You don't have to spend 2 hours in the gym. Doing what? It's a wasting of time.
Mm.
That's why I said we need people who guide you guys. We need people who knows what you're doing. Are you doing it right? Are you doing it the right way? You know? So, yeah, for those who lack motivations, please go for the personal trainers. Go for them. They'll tell you, they'll motivate you. They'll tell you exactly what you need to do. If you want to achieve your goals, how to do it, you know, how to reach your goals. And yeah, that's why we are here.
To keep you accountable.
100%.
To push you.
Yeah, that's our job.
Okay. So
I'm committed for that.
So that's for if you lack motivation.
Yeah.
Contact guys like Andrew, you 100%. Know. You can contact me. You can contact me on the radio. I will give you Andrew's details and stuff. If you need a trainer to take you and guide you to achieve those goals. So, 100%. So what advice, lastly, what advice would you give to someone who has taken out a gym contract but struggles to show up regularly?
I must say, get yourself up. Start working, you know. Go into that. You don't have to waste your money, pay for free. For what? Do you have too much money? Is it too much in your bank? You know, you don't have to waste your money. Get yourself up and go to the gym. Start working. You know, you don't have to waste money. You cannot pay for free. Just pay and sit home. For what? Just because you have membership. That membership doesn't make any sense if you're not doing exercise. So you better wake up and go to the gym and work. Work for your money. Work for what you've paid for. You know, you paid for a better result, not to sit at home. You've paid to work out, not to sit at your house. So please, wherever you are in the gym, wherever you are at work, in the bed, please make some time for yourself. And go to the gym.
There you have it. So I'm going to say goodbye to Andrew. And I want to thank him for his time. I know he's going back to gym now as well. Like I said, you can contact me and you can get Andrew's details from me. And I will ease his other details. He's on the radio's WhatsApp line. But... It's 4th of January, 2020. I nearly said 2020. Don't want to relive that year. Hell no. Oops. But anyway, Andrew, last bit of advice, last on the road.
Okay.
What would you say to the listeners of KC 107.7?
Okay. I must say, guys, please, like I said, fitness is life. Wake up. Go to the gym. Exercise. Sweat, work hard, be consistent, commit in fitness. You need to commit. Commit in fitness and yeah, then move. You know, like I said, don't worry about how you look. Don't worry about your looks. Either you're big, you're way too big, either you're way too skinny. Fitness is for everyone. Wake up and go exercise. And fitness is therapy.
There we go. That's it from Andrew. Thank you very, very much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Karin.
So, yeah. People can contact me if they need you.
Awesome.
And on that note.
The city's favorite, KC 107.7.